been working out, you know. Been working out, just still working on my craft, make sure I stay in shape, just in case anybody gave me that call. I went and worked out for the Saints on Tuesday, and then came back up here, then was going to go to Dallas, but I got caught in the midst of heading that way.
Did they tell you, Ricky, that this may be a possibility when they let you go, that we may be calling you again, or did you not have any idea?
They told me, but words mean nothing to me. It's your actions. If you could tell me one thing, but you don't got to do it. So when I got that phone call, I was like, okay, they wanted me back. So hopped back on the plane, set a flight, and came back this way.
And the fact that you've been with these guys all through training camp, does that make it just an easier transition, hop right back in?
Yeah. Get back in, you know the playbook, you ain't got to figure out all the verbiage and everything no more. So it was easy for me. So when I got back, it was like I ain't got to learn another playbook, I ain't got to learn so many things. I just had to catch up with the game plan because I know they was already, think, 2-3 days in it. So I got my iPad back, so I'm going to try to do my best tonight to try to catch up with everything they already put in.
With Mike still dealing with the hamstring, do you see this as a big opportunity for you to get some snaps up front?
I hope so. You know, I hope I get more than 6, you know, but if not, you know, I'm still, for more support, I'm still going to be on the sideline talking to my younger guys, talking to Dean, Kenny, and all of them, telling them what I see, what I think that can help, and then that's a plus for our team.
Ricky, it doesn't sound like there was any bitterness on your part getting cut, just part of the business, I guess.
It's business. Don't never take it personal. You don't never put your emotions inside of business. If you do that, that's the wrong thing you're doing. It's the wrong thing you're getting yourself into. And plus, if I put my emotions into it, now I'm happy anyway.
How long did it take you to learn that it's just business? Is that something that you knew right away when you got into the league, or something you had to learn over time?
I learned that right in the league from a guy like Justin Smith, Patrick Willis, and them. They just told me to never put your feelings into it. Only feelings you need to have in this is the guys in this locker room who you get blood, sweat, and tears, camp, OTAs, the guys who you finna go hang out with, have lunch with, whatever it may be. Those are the guys you put emotions in. In this game, it's going to be decisions that's going to be hard to make. The decision he had to make, it needed to be made to help this team out. It wasn't no bitterness. It wasn't none. Plus, contract was guaranteed, so I ain't mad at you. So it was no bitterness at all, believe me.
Ricky, can you explain the peanut butter and jelly dance? Did you do the dance after you got the call?
No, I ain't do the dance. I wish I could, but I ain't do the dance. I was just happy to be back in the locker room with the fellas. It was good to come back inside the locker room, see all the guys, see all my D linemen, mess with Aaron, see Bennett. It was just good just to see the fellas again.
Will you do that touchdown if
I get a touchdown, I might do it for a while. they might have to find me on that one. If I can get a touchdown, I'm doing that for a while inside the end zone.
When you look at all the injuries this team has sustained, is that surprising? It's just 2 weeks in.
I was shocked. Like, I was like, it's week two and we have that many injuries. Then today when I got back in practice, I seen McCray at right tackle. And I'm like, I said, I've never seen this many injuries this early into the season. I'm used to not saying that you want anybody hurt, but I'm used to seeing that like down like week 15, 16, 17, because dudes fatigue and somebody might be nicked up and all. But to see it this early, it's just next man up. We can't complain. Next man up. I understand you might not be in a position that you're comfortable with, but you got to learn it. For this team, you got to win it.